This week on Barbell Shrugged, we have four-time games athlete Shayna Alverson, and we do a NC-17 version of ourselves, and we have a bunch of potty mouth and swearing. So if you are offended by that, skip this episode. I repeat, skip this episode. If you like really foul humor,
you will
love this episode. So keep listening. Again, if you have children,
unicorns, if you have children, awesome rock and roll.
Do not listen to this. We warned you. Do not complain.
Don't write us angry emails.
Yo, this is CTP, and you're listening to the Barbell Shrug Podcast, the number one strength and conditioning podcast for CrossFitter.
If you want to check out the video version, which you should, go to fitter.tv and watch that, because it's way cooler than just listening.
And how do you spell fitter.tv there, Mr. Bledsoe?
F-I-T-R.tv.
He's a good speller. All right, while you're there, definitely go and sign up for the newsletter. As part of signing up for the newsletter, you'll get a video that Mike made where he shows you the top 7 snatch mistakes that you're probably making that are keeping you from hitting that next PR and lifting some big weight.
Yeah, look at the seminars, tune into the show, and get ready to become a more awesomer version of
you. We give you the tools you need to succeed.
You become a tool.
It like grew around my horn. Nobody could see it.
I had a muffin top around my horn.
Welcome to Barbell Shrug. I'm Mike Bledsoe here with Doug Larson, Chris Moore.
We've already done
a
show.
Girl who
and
had a
our
muffin
guest,
top around her horn.
Shayna Alverson.
Hey.
We already did the show. While we were setting up the microphones and everything, the show was done. And you missed out on tons of great content.
We're going to try and repeat everything we said, but make it look natural.
It's not going to happen.
It's not going to look natural.
We're like, shut up. Stop telling stories.
I didn't tell you everything. You didn't hear all of it.
So, real quick, make sure you go to barbellshrug.com, sign up for the newsletter, put your email address in there, and we're going to send you cool updates, let you know what we're doing, where we're going to be, all that kind of stuff. Go to Facebook fan page, click the like button, go to iTunes, give us 5 stars if you like the podcast. If you don't like the podcast, get out of here.
What are you doing
here?
Why
are you listening?
Yep. And
what are we doing right now?
And
this windscreen makes me feel like a superhero because you can only see everybody's eyes, and so you're just
you're like a bandit.
And this podcast is brought to you by Maximum Mobility,
and
where Doug Larson teaches you how to mobilize, be safe, get stronger, faster, all that.
Did you practice that in the mirror last night? That sounded like
more agile, like a jungle cat.
I just came off a vacation, and I'm drinking Bulletproof coffee, so I'm top of my game right now.
You're sitting in a Zen pose, so this is very
Yeah, you do seem very calm.
This is
all of his chakras are open right now, you what's happening, and all the energy is coming right out of his mouth.
You know where the chakra begins, right?
Your perineal gland?
I'm familiar.
It begins at the asshole. Your first chakra is down the asshole,
what
and then the last one's up here.
Yeah, I read that.
I read it in a book.
Buddha quoted that, right? One must start with your asshole.
I'm pretty sure Buddha used the term anal sphincter, if we could get that.
Sanskrit term.
The Sanskrit anal sphincter.
Yeah.
On track is boring.
What are we talking
about? Talk
about
Buddha's asshole.
Hashtag.
This is going to be the fun episode.
Yeah, right. Everyone that saw the episode that she was on last time is like, yeah, this all makes sense.
We're doing this again.
That's right.
Okay, listen. Like,
what's the common factor here? What's the common factor for getting derailed?
Hashtag Buddha's asshole.
Wait, she's even more powerful at this than me.
She's way worse than you.
She's
like, you're gonna have to straighten up, Chris.
I know. I've got to
balance us out.
What is it saying about this world and this show where I've got to be the responsible one?
I don't know.
We have flipped
that
on our head. You have been taking
Twitter,
us back on track
Buddha
a lot more lately.
So now we got Shane in the mix. God.
We are going to talk about the grind of being an athlete over time.
Yeah, you will learn something here today.
Because
soon.
Because. We've all been training for a long time and competing for a long time.
You want to go around the room and say years here? In dog years, how old are you?
Sure. In dog years, training years, 16 years now.
Wait, is this just how long have you been working out, or how long have you been training to like competition?
I'd say an athlete.
I mean, let's do like real training. Like, when did you start doing?
You had a purpose in mind, right?
Like some type of like legit weightlifting.
Oh, 15.
Like strength training.
15.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's been 16 years.
You're 31.
31.
I figured that out in my head.
Old.
I know.
Wow, man.
All right. I started when I was 14.
Oh, you had to one up me.
But I'm only 29. So.
Duck has the advantage of actually having had somebody who knew what the fuck they were doing teaching him how to lift,
right,
which is so extraordinary.
I was super lucky. Yeah, when I say I started when I was 14, that means I started doing cleans and snatches.
With a good strength coach.
And 20 rep squats and all that when I was 14. So I've been doing more similar to CrossFit than a lot of people want. I was very lucky to start super young.
You're
with that
rare.
Stuff.
You're like a chupacabra.
See,
like a weightlifting chupacabra.
I was leg pressing. I was leg pressing in Doc Martens when I was 14. Yeah.
And then I did gymnastics before that when I was still single digits.
See,
so.
We were just talking about this.
Oh,
me and Mike were like, if we have kids, we're going to get them in gymnastics and weightlifting immediately.
Yeah.
When they're like...
Not you and I having kids.
Yeah,
when we have kids separately with other people.
Exactly.
When Ashley has clarify your that. Babies. When Ashley has your babies.
When you guys have that baby.
Jonathan
and you say
has
Ashley.
My babies.
Gymnastics.
Ashley's so pissed watching this right now.
she'll never know.
Because CTP will edit this out like he always does.
Yeah, every time you're like, CTP will edit this out. And as soon as you say that statement, like, nothing happens.
Well,
never happens.
No.
I'll say mine because I think we could lead into one of the most fascinating things I've ever seen, which is that picture on your phone of you before you started training.
Yeah.
But I had I started when I was about... How old are you when you're like in fifth or sixth grade? What is that?
I don't know.
You're like
10 or 11.
Yeah, so I think I started like training in some way when I was like 11 or so or 12.
Yeah.
But, you know, Lord, it was just Flex Magazine stuff. I guess I didn't really start thinking about going in a direction until, you know, maybe like eighth grade. I was like, oh, I got to get good at football, so maybe I should get stronger. See, it's been like low 20 years for me now.
So the difference in all of you guys and me, and I think probably for most women, is that if you are a girl and you start working out, it's not because you're necessarily athletic, it's because you want to lose weight. Almost 100% of the time. It's going to be aesthetically motivated, at least in the beginning.
Regardless of age, like even...
Okay, so I was like 11 or 12 probably, and my parents sat me down and they were like, hey...
hey, chubby!
Like,
you got
hey,
some weight to lose.
Hey, you're fat. All right.
They said you're fat.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. And they were like,
just like that.
They were like, we want you to lose some weight.
So my
right,
dad
okay,
kind of.
They
okay.
were concerned, and then they were like, "What we're gonna do is we're gonna pay you. We want you to lose 20 pounds." And we're going to give you $10 for every pound that you lose. That's
sounds healthy.
Incentivizing.
Yeah. Sounds healthy as shit.
Parents, yeah, do right. not do this to your children.
Well, by then, you just start eating like
paper. I mean,
paper.
They meant well. They were trying to help.
Right.
But
it did not help.
Killing your internal motivation.
Well, what it did was motivation. Send me on a lifelong search for how do I get skinnier? How
right.
do I get thinner? How
if,
do I
like
get...
Like, sabotage the next 10 years of your life, right?
It didn't really help out my self-esteem all that much. I will say that. But I don't think I would be where I am today if I hadn't had that motivation. Like, you know.
My dad.
Looking back, as a kid, you want to be accepted. You want to make your parents proud of you. And what I heard was, I need to be a different person so that my parents will love and accept me. And so I just tried to give them what they wanted. And I did. I joined the
Listen,
gym when I was 15.
Shayna, it's not that we don't love you. It's just that if you don't get skinny, well, you'll be worth nothing in the world.
It's just we'd like you much better.
It's just that we would love you more
lighter.
If you were attractive.
I love you, Mom. If you're listening, because she did listen to the last two podcasts.
Well,
no way.
Well, listen, they were doing their best. It was like the 80s. No one understood. No one heard the word paleo before, Shayna. Come on.
I'm that old. Now it was the 80s. That's how old I am.
I was
the 80s. I'm just kidding.
I was fat. I was fat with you in the 80s. Okay. My dad told me I got home from school and I ate my traditional plate of saltine crackers, each with a covering of American cheese melted in a microwave. Mm. It was like a whole sleeve, a goddamn sleeve of saltine crackers
sleeve.
With processed American cheese, for our like New Zealand friends, I'm sure you have some version of
snack.
I'm sure you have some version of fake cheese down there too. But it's just a plate of cheese and crackers. Now eat the whole thing. Mm-hmm. But after one particular session, I said to my dad, like, that I think this
by
is
session. Do you mean
session eating of eating crackers? Yes, okay. Cracker session.
just for clarification.
He didn't have
and
meals.
I somehow
no, not meals session.
I somehow communicated my displeasure with myself to my dad. Like, I don't know if I'm going in the right direction kind of vibe I was sending him. I think maybe I'm fat, which I was fat. And he told me,
which I was.
I said, Dad, do you think I'm, some way I communicate, hey, do you think I'm fat? And he kind of this long pause and said, my dad wasn't country, but it seems like country voice to me. Well, it depends. If you can take your clothes off in front of a mirror and be happy, then you're all right. And he looked at me as if, I bet you're pretty fat in front of a mirror with your clothes off. So that's how I was like, I gotcha. I think I'm fat.
Well, that was a little more subtle.
It was subtle. He played it cool, you know? He's like, oh, I'm not going to call you fat. That's not good parenting, necessarily.
He was kind of like, what do you think?
What do you think you're fat? Kind of like, if there's a question, there's no question kind of thing. Like a philosophical approach.
That's like asking.
That's how you're happy with yourself, I think, is the better question.
It's the Socratic method of calling your son fat.
That's right. Wait, so okay, so you were a little chubby. And then you went and started working out. And that was the first time that you ever had tried working out before?
Yeah, so...
And what were you doing?
Well, I joined this gym, and I don't know what the fuck to do with the gym, so I just asked the trainer that's there, and of course he's got the Zuba pants, and you know he could barely walk.
Leopard print pants.
He could barely walk, but he's like, oh, you should probably get on that treadmill and go and go and go for a while, and that's all I really knew what to do, and I got bored with that, so I was like, hey, how do you use those machines over there? So I was using the weight machines, even though I had no idea what I was doing, but he gave me this little card to fill out, and I had a little folder to keep it in when I went to the gym, and so I would get my mom to drive me to the gym, was 15, and fill out my little card.
I've written you an advanced training program. Do machines 1 through 10, 3 sets of 15 on everything till the end of fucking
pretty
time.
Pretty much, pretty much.
And when you're done, walk on that treadmill till you're not fat anymore.
Pretty much, but yeah, so... That started off my exercise, and then
did I losing any weight from that?
I did, but I don't think it was necessarily from the gym part of it.
No, we got to communicate.
I changed what I ate. So my mom was like, well, you have to eat salads, and that's pretty much it. Just eat salad and to lose weight. And
eat this leaf.
That's all you get.
What was your
bunny rabbit from now on.
What was your top weight, Shannon? Because this picture you've got on your cell phone.
Yeah.
Of you and your prime, if prime's the right way of saying it. What did you weigh in that picture?
Well, I was... First of all, I want to start off by saying I'm 5'3 and 3 quarters.
Be exact.
In that photo, I was 175-ish.
Pounds?
Yes.
That's only... You were only 175 in that
kilos.
Picture?
Yeah.
Kilos.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm 5'3". I'm 5'3".
Yeah, because let's say, I mean, you look great now, but in this period of time... You had like a little, I was like, you were fat,
now
right?
I was in college in that photo, so that's a little bit later. But when my parents sat me down, now I was 11, 12 years old probably, and I think I was 140 something pounds.
Well, that's young to be having that conversation with your kid.
Yeah.
It's prickly.
But yeah, and weight is so, when people say weight, they don't mean weight really. They mean how lean are you and how tight are your clothes fitting? You know, what size can you get into? So weight is such a...
Well, size is a big thing with girls too, right? Just getting... It doesn't matter what you weigh. If you can get into a size something, that's
yeah. Like, so what in the size other, zero. The skinny photo, I was like a 0 or a 2.
Wait, yeah, just for a second. For all the people that are watching this right now going, who the fuck is this girl? Like, why is she even here? And they don't know who you are. Like, give us a little bit about your CrossFit background.
All the Shayna Alverson Barbell Shrugged episodes?
Seriously, or they haven't watched the games every year? Yeah. So you're a multiple times games athlete.
Yep, right? I've been to the CrossFit games 4 times. Mm-hmm. Also
Shayna's legit, bro.
CrossFit gym owner. So we're about to have our 5th anniversary. I own CrossFit East Decatur in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Yay, 5 years.
Pretty awesome.
Happy birthday to us. And
happy birthday to me, bitch. Damn.
That's right.
It is CTP's birthday.
It's his birthday party here at Chris's place in a few hours.
Yeah. We're starting the party right now. Mm-hmm. You didn't know, but
you didn't know.
You're all a part of the
I got tequila shots in the other room.
So that makes it extraordinary because you went from being you were very large and struggling with it, and then I guess we'll tell this middle your transition point, but you've gotten to the point where now where you're at the top of the game, so to speak.
So the point is, when my parents sat me down at that very young age, that started me on this kind of mission to figure out how do I make my body look like what I want it to look like. Because I wasn't at that time really concerned with athletic performance. And to be quite honest, when I joined the track team in high school, which I competed as a freshman, sophomore, and a junior, and I got a job when I was a senior, so I didn't really feel like doing it anymore. But I went to state track those 3 years in a row. I sprinted the 100-meter hurdles and was first in the region every year, and then kind of crapped out when I got to the state level because I had no idea what I was doing. But I joined the track team because I wanted to lose weight. I thought, I'll be running around a track all the time at practice, and I'll have to do it, and I'll lose weight.
Is that common?
Yes. It is very common in women, and I'll tell you something else.
What else are you
going to do? They're not going to necessarily admit that to you. But
well, of course not.
That is a huge motivation. You want to join the track team. You want to do a sport. It's because it's going to force you to be active.
I'll tell you this. Mm-hmm. I have never trained because I want to get laid. I'll tell you that.
Never.
Never. That has never been my motivation.
Wait a minute. Are you – that's a joke, right?
Yes.
Okay.
He was being facetious.
That's probably been the majority of my motivation throughout my life.
But I would actually commend that decision because that's really kind of a bold move to make when you're a teen. Like, I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to join the fucking track team. Mm-hmm. I like that. You took the unicorn by the horn.
Well, in my sport, I mean, I started showing horses when I was like 8 or 9 years old.
Which I still don't understand what the fuck that means.
You cover their eyes, and then you put things in front
and you
of
go,
them.
And then you go,
see? That's it. That's how you show
a flower pot,
things.
A car.
Yeah. Right?
A bale of hay. What do you think, horse?
I competed in horse shows.
So what
that's
would you,
better.
8 through age 18.
What would you show the horses? I'm still confused.
Your wife showed
pictures,
shit, and I still don't get it either.
Pictures of things, shapes, sometimes like a Rorschach test. You know?
Could
you see horse?
Could the horses recognize the Mona Lisa?
Do you see a butterfly or two fingers?
All this horse sees is goddamn hay all the time. What's going on? This horse is stupid.
Hay and nuggets. I don't understand.
It wants to eat everything. All right.
We just lost like 500 viewers in the last 5 minutes.
They'll come
Doug's
back.
Doug's over here. He's trying really hard to not roll his eyes.
We'll put a disclaimer. There'll be a disclaimer on this episode.
There should be. Again, everyone that saw your last episode is totally not shocked right now.
You've got two powerful derailers in one circle.
I know. He's not the derailer anymore. It's these guys.
Sorry.
Me?
I'm sorry.
He's been really good lately.
Yeah, I've been better, man.
I'll be good.
Right, kind of coming off the rails
on
this
good.
One.
Doug has another question.
Here,
where are we going?
Prove me wrong. Here you go.
Shit.
Okay, so.
Say something else about Buddha's
so
asshole.
You went from being a chubby kid, and then you eventually found CrossFit, and how did that happen?
Okay, well, I probably should back up a little bit because I started teaching exercise when I was 19.
Okay.
I was an aerobics instructor at Gold's Gym.
Cool.
Yeah.
Did you have the socks and everything? Or the knee warmer, leg warmers? Is that what they're called?
It was the 90s by this time.
She was wearing flannel, torn flannel to do her gym exercise.
There are no, like, leotards and, you know, the silly leg warmer socks. No.
Oh, I don't know.
I saw it on a Google
image
search.
You just need me to paint
time.
A picture for you? Yeah, no, so I taught aerobics at Gold's Gym when I was 19. And then shortly after that, you know, I did fluctuate in weight a lot. So my weight would go up, it would go down, it would go up, it would go down, depending on what I was doing at the time, how motivated I was, because I would try these different fitness things and get really bored with it and stop exercising. And so in my head, it was working out equals losing weight, which now I know that isn't the whole story.
Hokum.
But people would ask me questions, how did you lose the weight? How did you lose the weight? And I found myself giving advice to so many people about how did I lose weight that it seemed natural for me to get my personal trainer certification. So I got certified to be a personal trainer somewhere around 22, 23, somewhere in there. Was playing music for a living at the time and just kind of did it on the side as a hobby. Most of the time didn't even charge any money for it. I was just still really interested in fitness and wanted to know more about it. So didn't find CrossFit until I had played music for a living for a while, got burnout, decided to shift careers. When I first gone to college, I was a pre-vet major because I thought I was going to be a veterinarian. So I had vet tech experience. So I thought, well, I'm not playing music to make a living anymore. I'll go do vet tech stuff. I'll go be a vet tech. So got hired to be a vet tech.
Expressing dog glands for a living.
Pretty much. Expressing anal glands. Good times. Picking up dog poop. It's actually a very interesting job, and I probably would have continued to do it. But what I figured out was it was a dead-end job. I could either be head vet tech one day.
One day.
Or, you know, I could be head vet tech. I could go back to college.
Vet techs everywhere.
One day I'm
going to
have my own shit scoop.
Right. Become a veterinarian, which I just wasn't really willing to jump through the hoops of going to school. Because just that is not my personality. So I thought I should change my career. I know a lot about this exercise thing. I'm going to go down the street here and get a job as a personal trainer. And so I got hired as a personal trainer at Planet Fitness. I don't know if you all know anything about Planet Fitness.
Sure.
Is that the one that has the...
It is a terrible, horrible,
the lunk
awful,
alarm?
Yes.
The lunk alarm.
They have the lunk alarm.
Oh, that one. Okay.
Explain it.
So the lunk alarm at Planet Fitness is like this big... It's like a police light mounted on the wall. That when they flip a switch behind the desk, the light spins and a siren goes off. And then whoever is doing the offensive behavior
what,
in the gym.
What turns it on?
So, like...
A complaint scenario?
Like, making loud noises with the weights, like clanking weights. Yelling or grunting is not allowed. Having a gallon-sized water jug.
No, I agree with that. I agree with that.
You couldn't wear
Come
boots
on, man.
Or
Buy
jeans
a fucking water bottle.
Into the gym. Mm. You couldn't do anything that was, like, legitimate working out. You could just, like, walk on the treadmill quietly.
If you even have a goatee in there.
I remember one day.
The alarm pulled on you.
I remember one day.
No
this
bald
lady,
heads.
This lady was on the treadmill. She had her earphones on, and she was listening to gospel music, and she was singing along to the gospel music, but nobody else could hear what was in her ears. And wait, the
shut up, you lunk bitch.
And my boss went over there and yelled at her, and I was just
I
like,
apologize.
Oh,
that.
God.
That was out there.
Anyway, so
I'm blaming you. I'm blaming Shayna for this. She's bringing the bad Chris back out.
All I'm doing is telling a story here.
This is turning into the Joe Rogan show all of a sudden.
They even have 45-pound plates there?
Yeah. I mean, they had real
Couple.
Weights.
Are you allowed
stuff,
to use them?
Kind of.
Quietly. As long as you put them on the
floor
very
gently. So you worked
gently.
At Planet Fitness?
I worked at Planet Fitness, and while I was there, I discovered CrossFit online. So I was trying to
While they
do
were paying me, I was surfing the internet searching for other things to do.
So I was trying to do CrossFit type stuff with my personal training clients, and I had to take them out back behind the building in the parking lot to do burpees, box jumps, you know, kettle swings, stuff like that. They wouldn't let me do that inside the gym with these people. They were like, if you want to do it, you got to go out there. So no one else can
Did
see you because we don't allow
ever
that.
Make progress at anything
You're
in
not
this
allowed
gym?
To jump.
No, it's not a
no
real,
jumping.
It's not a gym.
Zero
come
intensity.
Come into the gym and just sit, have a seat. Just yeah. sit down.
Yeah, they shouldn't call it a gym. It's like
on
a
this machine
place
that
to feel
costs.
Good about Spa. Having a gym membership.
Spa.
They're selling gym memberships, you know? It's like hey, if you want to feel okay about being fat and tell people you're trying hard,
no.
You can tell them you're a gym member somewhere.
Having
Congratulations.
Having worked there, what I know is that they count on selling thousands of gym memberships that nobody is ever going to
oh,
use
yeah.
and no
oh,
one
yeah.
will ever cancel because the cost is so low. It's $10 or $20 a month depending on where the location is. Mm-hmm. Well,
it's a brilliant business model.
Oh, it really is because brilliant. They know that only 3% of the population is actually motivated enough to come into the gym and use the membership, and the cost is low enough that people don't cancel. So they're
brilliant.
Just raking
they ride
in
that
cash.
Niche.
Isn't canceling a big pain in the ass, too? You got to send, like, a certified letter to, like, some other person. Not You can't, like, go into the gym.
I don't
know. I have no idea if that's true or not.
I
Someone told
remember.
Me that at one point.
That, that sounds even
there's
more
some,
brilliant.
There's some gyms like that. You have to, like, send it to billing, and then you have to send it to management as well.
Whatever.
And it's crazy.
And you're just like, I would do that, but it sounds like,
whatever. What
it's
you do is
month,
you,
keep doing
you, just, you just disclose that in the fine print of the thing they're so excited to sign on the front side of it.
Oh, yeah.
When they're all excited to get in shape and be thin, they don't even pay attention to all those clauses. And you got them on the hook.
I don't remember what the cancellation process was.
Because you haven't canceled yet?
She's still paying for Planet Fitness
Shit.
10 years later, $9 a month.
What a
no,
brilliant
so
business
I finally quit that job because I found a gym in Decatur that was doing CrossFit or almost CrossFit and got hired there. And while I was working there, they became a CrossFit affiliate. So shortly after I was hired there, I was fired from there because... I've
Nobody
been
likes
fired
you.
From pretty much every job I've ever had. I did get fired from Planet Fitness, actually. I can't say that
Impressive.
I left. But just
You're like the opposite. Other people are like, I'm so proud I've never been fired.
No,
I have been fired from every job.
Well, see what had happened was.
See what happened was. That's how lies start. Yeah.
Ain't nobody got time for no job.
Well, apparently your superiors don't take too kindly to you telling them to fuck off.
Hey, listen, boss, I got something to say.
And you told every superior from every job you ever had?
Pretty much. Yeah. I mean, it happened a lot. Because here's the problem.
It was probably them. It wasn't you.
It definitely was them.
It was definitely them.
I admit I don't make a good employee because I know I don't like being told what to do. I don't like being micromanaged.
You sound familiar to me. Well, some people call you two jerks or assholes. I'd say you are entrepreneurs.
Very similar. But it makes me a good coach because I like to be the bossy pants that tells you what to do. So I'm a good coach and decent manager of coaches.
Wrap yourself an American flag and soar off like an eagle. You're the prototypical capitalist American.
Yeah, so I make no apologies for the fact that I don't make a good employee. I'm just not, and now I know that about myself, so I'm not trying to get hired as an employee anywhere. But, so that's how I found CrossFit. When I got fired from my CrossFit job, I already had started the process of opening my own affiliate. That was in 2008. Mm-hmm. We opened in June of 2008. So I've owned a CrossFit gym ever since. So, and that brings
us
30
minutes.
Today.
But we did it.
We closed that loop.
Sorry,
the longest
Doug.
Intro ever.
We told you we'd tell you about Shayna. We told you about Shayna.
I do want to cover one thing that we didn't cover, and maybe I'm cutting you off too early.
One thing we didn't cover? Did we cover anything yet?
Sorry, what were you going to say?
Nothing. I was waiting for you to
tell us the thing that
we
did.
So you were vegetarian at one point.
Yes, I was.
Okay, I want to cover that real quick.
So, gosh, well, you know, I was always reading books and trying to educate myself on how I was never really happy with how I looked. So I was always trying to find a better way to lose weight because I always wanted to be skinny. Well, so I read this one book that talked about how much there are hormones in the meat that you eat. And I also, you know, pre-veterinary medicine is what I started out in college. I wanted to be a vet. I love animals. Yeah. So it seemed natural. Stop eating animals. So I was a vegetarian for 7 years thinking that that would make me skinny. And it wasn't the vegetarianism so much that made me skinny, but the fact that I went through a period of time where I severely restricted the calories that I ate. So it was like 1,200 calories a day, counted everything I ate, wrote it down, measured it to like within an ounce.
Mm-hmm. But
that, so.
But we were looking at a picture earlier and you said, I was a vegetarian then.
Mm-hmm.
And your physique was just.
I was
not,
skinny fat.
Not great. You were skinny fat. You had a little skinny arms and bottom.
But so
skinny
let's say
arms, no ass.
So you did the vegetarian switch and you got to this point that was a lot thinner. Did you feel better?
No, I felt like shit.
Yeah,
at the time I was training.
I've heard people explain why vegetarianism sort of gets you a little bit, because you go from eating like cheeseburgers and milkshakes three times a day to being a vegan, and yeah, you do feel better because you're just poisoning yourself.
Yeah, nobody goes from paleo to vegan and goes, I feel amazing. They always go from McDonald's to vegan and feel great, you know.
I was totally trying to be healthier. I was trying to do the right thing. You know, and before I became a vegetarian, I was always doing the low-fat diet because that was the trend at the time. You know, it was kind of like...
Still is, really.
The last low-carb trend had gone down and the low-fat trend was going up and everything was low-fat, but it was all horrible sugar. And when you first shift over from eating whatever the fuck you want to now I'm eating low-fat... You will lose a little bit of weight because most of the time your calories go down.
Yeah.
But it ultimately is going to end up doing some type of metabolic damage to your.
Not really training and your carbs are a little high and your protein and fat's non-existent. So you're hormonally, you're not really doing anything favorable.
I had some conversations with some friends this past weekend and they were kind of surprised when.
What, when you were at Coachella?
Yes. don't tell people I was there.
Oh, God. You were there doing bad things.
I was having a good time. Yeah. So they were really surprised when they were asking, like, how, you know, me and a couple other guys were into fitness, but we're into training, and they were asking, like, you know, what should I eat? You know, is this good? Is this bad? And, you know, this guy is sedentary, and he's asking, hey, should I eat less meat because I'm sedentary? I need less protein. And I was kind of like, well, it's actually the opposite. You probably need to eat a higher amount of protein and fat because if you're not training, the carbohydrates are just going to cause you to put on fat mass. And so normally, like, if you're the higher your training volume is going, the more carbs you need to throw into your diet. And the if you're being sedentary, you really don't need very many carbs at all. And so a lot of people are really surprised to hear that because they associate like meat with putting on weight.
That's a conventional misconception. Like real advice.
Good job.
It was worth it to watch this show.
Yeah, no, well, that's that's the conventional.
I had to sneak it in. But
that's a conventional misconception, though, and that's what I didn't know at the time. I didn't know that because I was a vegetarian and getting low-quality protein and most of the time too many carbs and not enough fat, I didn't know that that was going to mess me up. And so at the time I was taking martial arts, I had no energy and was like, I would spar for 30 seconds and then just about pass out because I had...
You've been at a CrossFit Games four times.
Yeah.
But back in the day when you were eating vegetarian, you could barely spar for 30 seconds.
Felt like doo-doo.
Huffing and puffing doing kata.
Yeah, well... Huffing and puffing what?
Doing
huffing
kata.
And puffing doing kata. You know, all this
the
shit.
Little forms that martial artists do.
All this
do.
Shit they do. What do they do, Doug? You had to do kata, didn't you?
Oh, yeah,
I did
like,
kata.
Wah. Yeah. And they turn and like go like this.
Killing machines.
I believe in
I'm
Korea,
going to block your punch
pooms.
With my fist back here.
Yeah.
I believe in.
I'll stop the block kicks like that.
In Korean, it's called pooms.
Pooms.
Yeah.
Pooms.
Pooms.
Pooms. Poems. Like,
pooms.
We are doing poems.
Poetry. That's what this is. Really.
This is not poetry.
Well, so when I started CrossFit, I was still a vegetarian.
Oh, and right.
I started eating the paleo diet when I made the decision to train for the 2009 CrossFit Games. So before, like in the fall of 2008, I started eating paleo. I would only eat certain types of meat because I still couldn't.
That's early on in the fad.
I couldn't quite bring myself to eat cows and chickens and pigs because they were still
God,
too,
you're missing
like,
all the best things.
Those are the best ones.
Well, screw the chickens, cows and pigs.
No, yeah, screw chickens.
I would
I won't
fish,
eat it.
I ate buffalo, I ate ostrich. I would eat all very...
You're a weirdo.
Yeah, well, because I thought my idea at the time was that those animals have had at least a little bit of a chance to live somewhat of a normal life before they're killed for... I'm telling you, how'd you determine that? That was my idea at the time. This was years ago.
No one tortures chickens.
I didn't eat chickens then.
I thought you said chickens. Ostriches. Okay.
Ostriches.
You said chicken, didn't you?
I said I didn't eat beef.
Oh, you didn't? Okay. Didn't
I wouldn't eat beef, chicken, or pigs because it was too conventional.
Too readily available.
Too conventional, yeah. Well, so when I started eating the paleo diet, I started putting on muscle, started performing better in the gym.
And when you put on muscle, you look better, right?
I think I look better.
Oh, good.
There might be people out there who think I looked better in size zero with the skinny fat arms, but I don't really give a fuck.
Thank
they
you,
don't
kindly.
Like it, they don't have to follow me on Twitter.
Yeah.
At Shayna Alverson.
At Shayna Alverson.
I like it.
Let's take a break.
Dude, we wore Doug out already.
Yeah, Doug is stressed out right now.
When we come back,
we'll talk about something.
Who knows?
Hey guys, this is Rich Froning, and you're listening to Barbell Shrugged. For the video version, go to fitter.tv.
We're back!
Shayna's now hosting the show. What are we going to talk about, Shayna?
We're talking about CrossFit.
Always.
And yeah, so we're talking about the grind of training.
No, it works.
Right?
She was doing so good.
No, we
derailed.
I mean, people are going to be like, you guys weren't fucking talking about that.
Oh. You mean we're going to talk about
we're going to talk about
it.
You
gonna
can't
talk
fool
about
the
how,
people. You
so
can't
look,
fool
look,
the
okay.
People.
Let Chris draw this thing into focus.
Yeah, oh, that's a great idea.
The savior.
So,
bring us back home,
not
brother.
Not the first time I've been called that.
We're not talking about.
Never mind.
So
this should be good.
So, when someone says "Oh God" in the bedroom, they're not necessarily.
Yeah. So.
Sorry.
You were fat, and you got unfat, but you're a vegetarian weirdo. Then it came back around the paleo, and your ascension, and your ascension
hippie.
To the yeah. Yeah. Weirdo. And your ascension to the pinnacle CrossFit, for a long stretch now. You've been at the top of your game for some time. You're very fit. You're muscular, and your unicorn is proud and erect.
I'm muscular.
And yet, but here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. our producer is not really
we'll
doing
let him off the hook because it's his birthday.
CTP is bored.
Keep your conversation
He's
down.
He's taking phone calls during the show.
So, yeah, but you've been for like 4 years, 5 years now, you've been hustling really hard to stay at the top. So
yeah.
The one thing that interests me is a lot is that people expect that you just take this upward trajectory and you just fucking keep it until you die, basically. That I will always love this. I will always push 100%. I will always make progress in all these stupid wads, and my life is going to be perfect from now until the end, until it's not anymore.
Yeah. Well,
you start getting kind of, you can't last forever at grinding all the time.
Right. Well, I've told a few people I did qualify for regionals this year, but I actually thought maybe I won't compete. They're like, what? Oh, my God. What do you mean? You have to go.
Unicorn Nation got so bummed.
They did. I know. They really did.
No,
you were telling me
the other day, like it kind of like looks glamorous to be a CrossFit
really
athlete,
so I
competing
think,
at the games, and go tell that story.
Yeah, so I think people on the outside watching the CrossFit games, they look at it and they're like, oh, these people,
they
you know,
be
these
there.
People, they look good, they're doing CrossFit all day long, they're getting free stuff from Reebok, and it looks glamorous. They probably are thinking, what a great life you have that you get to do CrossFit all the time, when in reality... It's fucking hard. It's not always fun. A lot of times, you know, on a daily basis in the gym, I'm working out alone or with a single training partner because he's the only one willing to day after day meet me and do all the shit that I'm doing.
And never for pleasure.
It's, you know, it's not the same CrossFit that it was 4 years ago for sure. When, you know, in 2009 training, it was like I was just doing the classes like everyone else with a little extra work here and there. And that was pretty fun. But
well, part of that,
no,
too, is the competition's gotten more competitive, so you have to train harder. And the volume of the games has gone way up.
Yeah.
So now you have to train with more volume.
Yeah, and we're...
And you got to sleep more, and you got to eat more.
You're training more like classic sports training looks, which is more like classic periodization instead of like what people who are CrossFitting recreationally or for health and fitness, it doesn't look like what they're doing. They're coming in, doing a WOD a day, and they're like, yeah, I just crushed everybody on the whiteboard.
There's difference between exercise and training.
Yeah, it's hard, and it wears you down, and mentally it's hard, physically it's hard. You know, your body's tired and sore. You got to go in the gym, work out by yourself again. You're like,
McGoldrick has said that.
Do it year-round for 4 years in a row.
Yeah, it's a lot of work, and it's not glamorous.
Was it McGoldrick was sitting there holding his bloody shin a few years ago saying, this shit's so stupid. If you want to be healthy, don't do this. He was like in a very dark moment in the regionals.
That's like
that's
what Lauren
true.
Used to say about weightlifting. It was like,
exactly.
Weightlifting
people,
is healthy unless you compete in it.
Yeah, that's
people
true.
People don't understand that. I talk about this in the book.
In your new book that's coming out soon.
Yeah.
I saw
the
manuscript today.
Yeah, it exists. But yeah, people...
Ooh, you have a manuscript.
Yeah. At some point, if you start...
Printed
manuscript. Oh, it sounds very...
On real paper.
I'm gonna proofread it tonight with a
not
glass tequila
paper.
And a British accent. I'm going to mix it up.
You're going to do a reading?
I'm gonna
a
read
public
it.
Reading?
I'm going to read it to myself in my head as if it was a British guy. But here's the thing. Like, you start on this chasing after this competition thing, hungrily going after it to be the best you can be. And then once you get
hungrily,
once you get, this is not a Snickers commercial. Once you get halfway into the journey, where it's too far to go back, then you start realizing that you're in it and you got to keep it up. And the momentum sort of starts carrying you along. And then before you know it, you wake up and you realize that this thing you're after takes a whole lot more from you than it gives to you. And that's when you got to start thinking about what you're doing and
totally.
whether your position now is better. If you started helping other people, maybe took some focus off yourself. That's a natural cycle of things. Once you start feeling that, it's nothing bad. It's just the natural flow of things. Not everybody can stay. Like even rich will not be able
to
keep this up.
Well, there has to be that day where you're like, I'm not going to do this anymore. And no matter when that moment comes, it's going to be a hard decision to make. But while you're still in it, if you make the decision to stay in it, you have to understand it is your entire life.
Yeah.
If you really want to be competitive, you don't get to go out drinking with your friends on the weekends. You know, you don't get to eat a bunch of crappy food. And when you go on vacation, you have to make sure you bring your lifting shoes and that there's a gym nearby. And when you get sick and take a couple of weeks off, you have to understand you're not going to be able to just be sick and relax. you're going to be stressed out that you're not in the gym training. And sometimes you get sick in the middle of the open and you place really badly, and that's not very motivating. And but it does.
Sends our coach text messages.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm sorry. Well, but it's like assuming. And like,
yes, you are.
Okay. And the significant other in your life, you know, has to take up the slack where you don't have the energy to do the laundry or do the dishes, and they do them for you because you're so exhausted you can barely hold up a little scrubby thing in the kitchen. I'm, you know.
I want these excuses.
My girlfriend, fucking CrossFit Games competitor, doesn't have the energy to do the dishes. How convenient for her.
She thinks she's in shape.
Yeah. Six pack my ass.
Oh, yeah. And that's another thing you said earlier about it's not, if you're training to go to the CrossFit Games, you're not training for health anymore. Mm. You're going past the point of health into the extreme of like, what can you put your body through that it's going to tolerate before it breaks down or rebels in some sort of way.
Healthy recreational things are sustainable, and doing 2.5 wads a day and trying to sleep 10 hours to recover from the massive damage and having everything on your life put on hold for the sake of being able to keep that up for a little while is not what makes a balanced human being.
So what are some things that your training volume's gone up over the last 4 years. What are some things that you've had to implement that allow you to recover and do more volume and stuff like that?
Well, in the past, I was doing a fuck shit ton of mobility, like insane amounts of mobility.
Never heard of scrub like that.
Can we buy that URL somehow?
Fuckshitton.
Fuckshitton.com.
I bet it's available.
Shayna Alverson's tips for recovery.
I got that from Diamond Dave's. Judy Chompin' Dojo. The snatch video.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I love it.
Yes, you've seen it. Mike's seen it. It's awesome.
Diamond David Lee Roth?
No, Diamond Dave's Judy Chompin' Dojo.
What is that?
Today we have snatches.
It's a YouTube video of
we have to show it to him.
Or 12-point.
It was last year.
Last year's snatch.
The snatch ladder video.
Is it a spoof?
Yeah. No, it was just a guy making.
It's a video of someone doing the.
It's a video
workout.
Of the wad. It's a commentary. Video of the wad doing like terrible snatches, just like.
But
like
the commentary.
And the commentary
so awesome.
In the background is hilarious.
Hysterical.
The kind of video where people that don't do CrossFit judge all CrossFitters on.
Exactly.
Even if you
do CrossFit, you're gonna be judging these people. Okay. The one guy has like paper towels wrapped around the bar. He's like, what you're going to want to do is get you some paper towels.
Yeah, it's good.
He's snatching. Awesome. Yeah. Was this intentional?
I think they ran out of chalk, so they needed paper towels.
Oh, sweet Lord.
Yeah. Because what you want to do when you don't have chalk is use paper towels. snatch.
Yes, get yourself your cooking gloves out of the kitchen.
That
wear
was
those.
So you did a bunch of mobility.
Yeah, fucks a ton of mobility. That takes a lot of time.
Well, as all fuck shit times
do. I have a massage guy that I've been working with for a very long time. Take fish oil, you know, eat healthy.
Healthy is paleo for you. What
Yeah, paleo.
What about sleep? Have you had to like get more rest or anything like that?
Yeah, I try to get at least 8 hours a night. If I can get more than that, it's good, but a lot of times when the sun comes up, I wake up and I can't stay asleep. So, but I probably stay up too late doing work on the computer. So,
you black out your curtains or wear an eye mask or anything?
I should, but no, I don't.
You don't do that?
No.
Gotta do that.
I know.
That's Doug's thing. That's his MO.
I wear the eye mask. It's great. You black out your curtains.
I black out my curtains because I tried the eye mask, but it always ends up somewhere else in the bedroom. I swear in the middle of the night, I'm like, nah. I just throw it across the room.
Your body rejects it. Stupid shit. Get this off
it's
me.
True. I've also been known to wake up with my head at the foot
out
of the bed.
This eye mask in the middle of the night.
You're a wallower.
I'll wake up with my I've woken up and have.
Like upside down?
Yeah. I've woken up with my head at the foot of the bed.
Oh, I've never done
the
that.
Last.
I used to do that. I don't do it no more. My son is like the way. I wake up and he has crawled and is now sleeping like on top of my face. He's a wallower for sure.
What is it? Oh, it's my kid.
Is this my French eye mask or my 18-month-old?
I don't remember it being this heavy when I put it on last
night. Yeah, I would say I have a problem with the sunlight thing, but 5 o'clock in the morning, he's screaming. So that's not even a problem.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so sleep. Lots of sleep.
You take anything else, like ZMA or any magnesium or anything
that
before
I
bed?
Do. I've religiously taken Natural Calm for the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. And then when I started working with Mike back in December.
That's mostly magnesium? Magnesium citrate?
Yeah, it's just magnesium citrate.
It is magnesium. It's like, well, I took...
Unless you get the flavored stuff, then it's got something else.
No,
right.
I had the natural stuff. But I took the plain version has magnesium and like vitamin C. But there's a version with calcium for athletes. So it has magnesium, calcium, it has boron, vitamin D.
Boron?
Yeah.
What
it has
the
those
hell?
It sounds like mineral. It gives
you
superpowers.
I don't
know. Kind of waller in that and get some mutations, favorable mutations?
It's possible.
I hate all this ZMA and all that stupid shit. I think
I
a man needs
ZMA.
To sleep, he consumes some real drugs.
But ZMA.
Get yourself a tall glass of scotch or a half bottle of wine. You're going to fucking sleep like a baby.
ZMA, the sleep is like a side effect. People need to take ZMA because they're deficient in zinc and magnesium.
Yeah. Well, I don't
that's
think
the whole point.
Well, the magnesium helps you relax.
The magnesium helps you relax and relax. Sleep better. But I'm not telling people to take ZMA because they have a hard time sleeping.
No.
I'm telling them to take ZMA.
You need it so your muscles can relax it.
Yeah, the magnesium helps your muscles relax so you can recover. But usually people are deficient in both of those minerals, so they need to be taking it. And the best time to take it just happens to be before
at
bed.
Night.
Yeah.
Mm.
Because
I like to
also
take most of
sleep.
My supplements at night because you don't always know what they're going to do to your stomach. If sometimes you'll take a multi and then you work out and then it's like you.
I've made the mistake of overdosing on magnesium before.
Oh yeah, well
that
you know.
Was that was that feel?
I was
like,
if you're
like,
ever constipated, just take a bunch of magnesium.
I'm so tired, so I took some magnesium. I was like, I'm still tired, so I went and took some more magnesium. So I was up for the rest of the night.
You had a dream you were swimming in the bathtub of chocolate pudding.
He had the mud butt.
I didn't sleep for the rest of the night. Problem solved. Yeah, so then I made the wise decision and bought a bottle of melatonin for those nights when I can't sleep. So
I've got some of that, but I haven't really tried them. I'm afraid of being groggy.
You know what? Actually, if I take melatonin, I usually get
I don't really find
high quality sleep, and I wake up feeling great. But other people I have heard other people report feeling groggy having taken it. Yeah, so I guess it just depends on the person.
How much you take, Doug?
Melatonin.
I've got bottles at home that are like 1 gram and 3 gram increments, and I was told you kind of dial it in to see how much you actually need.
I haven't read much on melatonin. The only thing I can remember reading on melatonin was they were comparing the 5 gram and the 3 gram one, and the people that were taking 3 gram were seeing better effects. I don't even know how they're measuring the effect, but they were saying more is necessarily better. 3 grams is pretty much all you need. I think they sell most of them in 3 milligram and 5 milligram pills.
And that's if you can't sleep, you take that?
Yeah.
Yeah,
so if I get in bed and if I'm 10 minutes, if I'm laying there and 10 minutes later, I'm still like, you know, I don't expect to fall asleep, but if I'm like nowhere near falling asleep, then I use a Now brand and... They're just little melatonin lozenges, so I don't need water to swallow them. I just stick it in my mouth and let it go from there. Because I used to have some I'd have to swallow, then I'd like get up some water and
I usually don't have trouble sleeping, but occasionally if like sometimes you lay down and your brain is going like a million miles a minute, I'll just read. I'll just get my iPad and read an iBook.
Well, that you go in the bathroom and jerk off real quick and you go to bed like a baby.
Sometimes.
Why would you get up for that?
Yeah, why would you go to the bathroom?
Yeah, just lean over the side.
Sometimes you need to masturbate so you can sleep.
Lean over
it's
the
just
side.
It's true. If you can't settle your brain,
I just
to get your mind off of work or what's going on in the gym or your shitty training session. What is the one thing that will certainly distract you long enough to where you forget about all that shit?
On this episode of Barbell Shrug,
you can just go masturbate and fall asleep, but we're just wondering why you're hiding in the bathroom.
How does Chris Moore get to sleep at night?
Well, no, I mean, it's just more convenient to do it in a bathroom where you can easily dispose of whatever products come out of the process.
He's glad we're talking about sleep right now because he needed a way to bring up masturbation.
Assuming your significant other's not really in the mood to sort of facilitate your issues.
All right, here's my question.
Then an entrepreneur takes this shit in his own hands.
So your wife.
Literally.
Your wife rolls over and goes to sleep. Do you just masturbate in the bed right
now? No,
next
no, no. That's disrespectful.
Oh, okay.
You've done it.
Is it really?
She has.
We're like, what? No.
She's like,
well, now I don't need
she
to
goes,
ask Mike the same question.
I've been messing up.
the next morning, she's like, Chris,
you've
I had this weird dream that I was working in a taffy factory. I heard this slapping noise. I couldn't figure out where it was coming from. I just kept slapping the taffy. Do you know anything? Have you? Did you have a similar dream? No, I didn't. No,
Speaking
no.
Speaking of plugging your wife, y'all got any plugs?
Oh my God!
Somehow slipped the word masturbation into
this episode of Barbell Shrug. Brought to you by something. I don't know.
This shouldn't even have an episode number. This should just be like a special edition.
Episode X.
Special edition.
That's right.
Call it episode X.
It'll be the longest CTP cam ever. All right, Doug. I'll let you start, Doug.
Or I guess we're finishing up. I don't know what to plug that's relevant to the episode.
Just plug something.
Nothing is relevant to this episode. Relevant.
Doug, you got to be like water. You got to fill
hey,
the
man,
shape of the container
you
find yourself
later
in.
Tonight?
Okay. I'm going to plug a program. I'm going to talk about the 6-month muscle gain program that we have going on right now, which is going fantastic, by the way. I've just made them a brand new video on exactly what to put in your workout drinks and kind of why having workout drinks is super beneficial for specifically for them for putting on
powerful
muscle mass. So that's actually going to come out for those guys here in a couple days. They don't have it yet, but I'm super pumped to give that to those guys. If you're interested in trying out the 6-month muscle gain program, we'll probably launch a new one here in the next 2 or 3 months. So go to the shop, click on the online coaching, and click on the 6-month muscle gain challenge. And then it's sold out, but you can put your name and email in the box there and you'll get a free video, actually very similar to the video that I just made. That one that you'll get for free when you sign up for that list to get notified when the next session will start. That video is about how to structure your meals if you specifically want to eat mostly paleo and put on muscle. Mostly when you're talking about paleo, they're usually referring to general health and how to lose weight and be lean and just kind of be healthy. But if you want to put on muscle mass, then you got to make some very specific adjustments to the paleo diet. And you'll get a free video of me explaining exactly how to do that to put on muscle mass and how to structure your meals.
Awesome.
Yeah, we were gonna launch it again in 6 months, but we had so many people going there and dropping their email in there that it looks like there's enough interest. If we wait that long, we'll have too many people. So we're going to have to do it sooner just so we can accommodate everybody.
I get an email like every day.
Someone saying,
I want to be
it?
In the program. What do I
it's
need
a
to
six
do?
Month program.
6 months.
26 pounds in 26 days.
26 weeks.
26 pounds in 26 days.
26 pounds in 26 weeks.
You got it.
Sorry.
You so screwed that up. Dummy.
Like, supersize me.
Hey, if you drink a gallon of goat milk a day, you'll get there.
Gross.
Yeah, I ain't. That's an unnatural animal.
What do you got?
Oh, me?
Oh, yeah. We do need to do that. Good job, CTP. All right, the contest.
Still listening.
Yeah, if you're still here, 2 days from now.
Well, it doesn't matter because it'll be over.
No. The contest goes until Friday. This will post on Wednesday.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, we got another week or so on the
Carry
contest.
Carry on.
Yeah, we have two more days for the contest. The coffee tequila barbells contest. All you got to do is make a video 2 minutes or less, and somehow creatively combine coffee, tequila, and barbells, and then post that video to YouTube and tag it and put it on the Facebook wall for Barbell Shrugged. The funnier the video is, the more likes it'll get. The most likes wins.
Or the sexier.
What do you get if you win?
That's right.
Yeah, that's subjective.
Whatever you think is going to get likes.
Sex
sales and humor sales.
What's the prize if you win?
You get a gold pack, which is all three of our seminars, the Faction Foods Nutrition Course, Maximum Mobility, and Simple Strength. So that's like close to $400 worth of value there. Second place gets just the mobility seminar, and second place gets Faction Foods Course, and third place gets the mobility seminar. So top three videos are going to get some seminars. So you got 2 more days to post that video.
What's so funny?
You're running out of time, so you got to jump on it if you want to do it.
Why is he making faces at me?
All right, Chris, you're up. What do you got plugged?
Man, I don't
got
know.
Got your new book coming out?
I do. Well, yeah, okay. I'm spending this weekend editing together all the nonsense I wrote down. It's going to be good. I'm going to release it. I think you're going to have options for getting it through iTunes and getting it off Amazon.
What's the book about?
You mean iBook with videos and stuff?
I'm not going to put any video in it. I think it'll just be words and pictures, and it'll be very nice. You'll enjoy it.
Who puts videos in books? What the hell?
I'm just going to put words in the book.
It's probably a good idea.
Yeah. It's about, I'd say it's not a training book, even though the context is sort of training and how you progress. Mm-hmm. But it's most like a perspective expansion set of essays. Like, how do you start learning more about how...
Sounds like you have no idea what's in the book.
Collection of
Shut up. No, if you read this book, you'll have a better idea of what you were going to be looking for and you're out of your training.
Once he reads his own book, he'll have a better idea what's in it.
You're gonna
that's what I heard.
Dear reader, don't pay any attention to these assholes. Listen to your Uncle Chris. You'll love the book. It's going to be a tremendous value.
Your Uncle Chris, who masturbates next to his wife in bed at night.
This is what we'll
Shana,
do.
Shana, everybody jerks off, okay? Oh. Everybody. Don't even say this.
I am not contesting that point.
I will read Chris's book, and then I will tell you what's in it. That's the
okay.
only way.
You're going to love it, okay? That's only. I'm not going to plug
that
anything
else.
That
sounds like a plan.
No more plugs. No more plugs.
I don't believe you.
All right, Shana, what do you got?
You know, if you're in Atlanta, stop by CrossFit East Decatur, because I might be there. You might get to see me.
Alive,
if you're lucky.
If you're so lucky.
Have you ever seen a unicorn live? I bet you haven't. Not till you go to East Decatur.
Is that it?
That's all I got.
You don't want to promo anything else?
Like what? I don't know. No. Nope. That's all I got.
Okay. Just checking. All right. If you didn't enjoy this show... You're probably not listening.
How could they possibly not enjoy?
But if you did, go to iTunes, give us 5 stars, write a nice little note about how awesome
I'm going to give you 10
this
stars.
Discussion was.
Write us a handwritten letter saying what you think about us.
No, don't do that.
I would love to read it.
If I start getting handwritten letters, I'll get in trouble.
Dearest
snail mail letter?
I sure did enjoy your latest episode of the show. Best regards, Tommy J from New Jersey.
Every once in a while, we do have a show like this where it's really fun to do the show, but we don't really talk about CrossFit that much. So if you really like the show, I want to hear about it. And if you really didn't like the show, I want to hear about that, too.
Nobody's going to like this episode.
I want to see what everyone thinks about this show.
Yeah.
Entertainment's good. Content's good. You got to have a mix. I want everyone's opinion.
Doug is pessimistic.
This show is
Shane
least,
is optimistic.
This show is at least 12% content.
Of course he loves it.
I think it would have been more fun if... never mind.
If wow. what?
I just want to be free to be me. That's all.
Yeah. See, Mike's trying to constrain the unicorn. Bad mojo.
Don't try to rein me in. Don't try to keep me in a box. Let me go. Let me run free.
Don't you shit in her cereal, Mike.
Why is everyone picking on me? I thought I was doing a good job of letting her do whatever she wants to do.
Yeah. What do you want to plug?
And this is the last time Shayna will be on the Barbell Show.
By the way, we're going to be having Justin Thacker. We're going to be doing a seminar with him. We're only going to have a few spots open for his seminar because he's not doing it in front of an audience, for an audience. He's doing it to build, to make a digital seminar that, like we have in the store already.
Weightlifting seminar.
He's already sent me a lot of his materials for PowerPoints and some posters that he's created, and it is extremely impressive. I'm really, really looking forward to the seminar myself. So he's going to be coming to Memphis on May 11th and 12th, and we're going to basically be videoing it. If you want to come and watch us basically produce a product, so those things that you see in our store, if you want to see that produced... The seminar won't be directed at you as an audience member, but it'll be really cool to see how all this stuff is put together. And we're going to go out and have dinner and stuff that Saturday night.
Got a podcast,
it's going to be
too,
awesome.
Right? I mean,
we'll podcast with Justin Thacker. We'll be able to hang out with him. So if you want to hang out with Justin and us on that weekend, we're going to post something in the store where you can purchase basically a pass to come to that that videotaping. Do we tape anymore? Video.
There's no such thing.
Video
as
recording.
Video taping.
Video recording. You can come to that
dumb
video recording.
That's right. So it'll be like you're at a seminar.
There's
but,
no
but
way
the
people are still listening
seminar,
at this point. This is like the longest plug ever.
Yeah, it'll be like you're at the seminar, but it's not a seminar for the audience. It's a seminar to record the product. But you'll still be there learning just like you're at a seminar. But occasionally we might have a cut for the camera, that type of thing.
You'll
basically be at a seminar.
Bring a six-pack. It'll be fun.
That's right.
Yeah. Or a bottle of tequila.
Preferably.
Preferably a bottle of tequila for each of one of us.
Coffee in the morning.
Squeeze a fresh grapefruit juice.
Oh, yeah.
That's how you do it.
I'm going to have some of that tonight. What? CTP's birthday.
That's right. Happy birthday, CTP.
Yay.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Real quick, while we're still
still recording?
Are we?
I want to plug episodes 1 through 56. We do have content. I'd also like to plug episode 58, which is coming to you next Wednesday.
Is that this episode?
We're going to try to plan that one.
No, this is 57.
Oh.
That's next Wednesday.
He's basically saying this was crap and we're sorry.